Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra, Extra Cast Ranger.
I'm back. I'm sorry I wasn't here last week. I feel bad.
It's okay.
I don't know why I didn't wasn't here.
I know exactly why you weren't here, but that's for you to decide.
Exactly.
Only you can prevent Cast Ranger from being boring.
Oh, I thought Extra was pretty good. I didn't listen to the Cast Ranger last week, so I don't know.
Okay.
I will say, though, in regards, Emily, well done on saying using the term spaperl. I love that. And for the Croto Dan figure art, yeah, no, full circle. That's awesome. I'm glad he's getting a figure art of himself.
Like full middle finger.
No. Oh, jeez, Ichi, I've been telling you this time and time again. Kiria is irrelevant now.
You're irrelevant!
Kiria became irrelevant when he died.
You mean Kiria? That wasn't even this series.
No, I know. No, but Ichi's like, oh, why don't we have any more laser figure arts? I'm like, because Dan became the more popular character.
Well, we got the Soto stage figure now, so I'm just gonna have to learn to live with that.
Yep.
We're gonna be fucking hugging and crying at night.
So Gar is not here, unfortunately, so...
He's doing an away mission in I'm So Dunville.
But you have me, and that's all you need.
I thought all we needed was drive.
I'm more fun. I'm more energetic.
Whoa, let's not.
I talk about shit more.
Let's not start Cast Ranger Civil War.
I mean, I thought we were going to do that.
Adam became a Chaos Chow.
All right.
I don't know why I said that on air, but this recording? Is this extra?
I'm
like,
yes.
Yeah,
we've been recording this whole time.
All right, everyone in the chat, here are your links for the news.
And just a reminder I'm here this week, I think.
That gin, what
just,
the fuck?
Just a reminder to people who are listening to this episode after the fact, you could be listening live and reading along with us if you tune into our Discord Friday nights at 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so what the fuck are you doing?
Why aren't you here right now? Even though you're listening to
this. Hurry the fuck up!
Days
Actually,
later.
You know what? It's already too late because this episode's live, so you missed it.
It's literally too late if you're listening to this as it's been on YouTube.
Oh.
You missed it.
What's our first story, sir?
It's a fucking bombshell. Power Rangers has been bought by Hasbro entirely. Not just the toys, but the show.
And you know what that means? That means my hopes of us ever getting a sequel to the Lionsgate Power Rangers movie is down the fucking drain. I'll never, ever see that sequel!
I don't know.
It didn't do very well in the first place, did it?
No, it made just over its budget, but then it was like the top selling in home movie sales for like a month. And then merchandise, but that wasn't enough, apparently.
So, effective the morning of May 1st, Hasbro Inc. has acquired the complete rights to Power Rangers, among other properties from Saban Properties LLC, for the tidy sum of $522 million.
Yeah, and you know how much Saban bought it from Disney when he was taking it back in 2010? Fucking, like, $100 million. Like, Disney was so much, we don't want this anymore. Here, you can have it back.
So
I thought it was cool that Disney owned it, though, because that meant that there were Power Rangers characters at Disney parks.
Yep.
Although, you know what this means?
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro now owns the rights to Beetleborgs and Mystic Knights of Tirnanoke.
Does that mean they're going to make, like, limited edition collector's items for all of them that you can only get at conventions?
I mean, my short answer is fuck no, but my long answer is God, I would love that to happen.
Now if only Hasbro could get the rights to Masked Rider. That'd be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this move means that Hasbro has full rights to any Power Rangers property, past, present, or future, in all areas, including toys, games, and entertainment.
Holy shit! All past things!
On the other hand, doesn't that mean that they also own the Lionsgate film?
I don't know.
No, because I think that was like a Lionsgate Saban partnership, so now that Power Rangers is no longer part of Saban brands.
We'll see if Lionsgate wants to play with Hasbro.
I fucking hope so. Like,
I just
but that doesn't mean it's an entirely bad thing if we don't get a sequel, because that means that the first original Power Rangers movie will just be a cult classic, and I'll feel really special loving that movie.
I just love the wording here that it says they own all Power Rangers property, past, present, or future, which means that every series is now retroactively the Hasbro era.
Oh, God, that means they have... Wait, I wonder if they can go, they'll
wait,
go back...
Wait, so that means even if they sell it, they own it inexplicably?
So, no, so I wonder, will they go back and refilm Megaforce and Super Megaforce and make it better? And make a proper anniversary special?
Make it not shit.
They'll just, like, Hasbro just has, like, the power to revert back time.
Toys.
So, like, we go back in time to, like, 2011, 2012, and we're just like, oh, man, isn't it great that Hasbro, like, bought the rights from Disney for Power Rangers? Yeah, man, fucking great. They're gonna go so far with that series.
Power Rangers Transformer crossover, as mentioned by Lord Hellfire in our chat.
Almost inevitable at this point.
More giant robot fights.
Yeah.
Also, the obvious My Little Pony limited edition.
I was trying real hard to not go there.
Yeah, because the last time I mentioned that, when we talked about Hasbro getting the toy license, like, I broke EG. I was like, what was it, like, My Little Power Rangers or something?
I don't know.
They're going to do it.
The funny thing is, this deal apparently comes after the $22.25 million agreement for the toy rights.
Yeah.
So they effectively paid
a different
about
deal?
$5.5 million.
Someone used the...
$550 million-ish.
Someone used the... there's the main sixes as Power Rangers.
Nope.
That's great. That's main spelled M-A-N-E.
No, I just feel like they're actually going to come out with that, and it's going to be like at Comic-Con.
No, someone
fucking
someone made this
me.
Meme this deal perfectly, where they did like the guy looking over at the other girl and the girlfriend looking, where it's like it's Saban as the guy looking over at like Hasbro, and then Power Rangers is it was Money was the other girl, and then Power Rangers was the girlfriend looking over, going like, what the fuck.
So, here's what Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner had to say.
Brian Goldner.
Power Rangers is an iconic brand built on a heritage of great storytelling and merchandising with tremendous upside potential when fully executed across Hasbro's brand blueprint.
Wait, great storytelling? Sure, maybe up until, like, 2010.
With upside potential when fully executed across Hasbro's bland blueprint. Which means they're effectively saying, Saban, you suck. Give me that shit. We're going to make this better.
Yeah, I hope they do way better than with this.
Shortly after entering into our licensing agreement, it became clear that now was the time to begin investing in unlocking Power Rangers' full potential.
Ooh, strong words, Hasbro.
We see significant opportunity for Power Rangers across our entire brand blueprint, including toys, games, consumer products, digital gaming and entertainment, as well as geographically throughout our global retail footprint, which means... more games.
If we get more Power Rangers... No! Do you know what we need?
Proper console games.
No! Take Power Rangers Legacy Wars on mobile and port it... Make a console port.
Like an actual fighter.
Yeah, make it an actual console fighter. People will buy it!
They did it with Injustice the other direction. Why not this?
So, do it. Like, trust me. You will make a shit ton more money if you port Legacy Wars onto a console.
Every Power Ranger playable.
Put it on the Switch! People will buy it on the Switch. Buy every game on the Switch.
Right. We couldn't be more pleased that Haim Saban will continue in a consulting role.
Yeah, so he's an
advisor
now.
Which means they're going to listen to what he says and then completely ignore it, hopefully. to further guide our development of this valuable property for the next generation of Power Rangers fans.
Like, it's just like Haim Saban's just like, all right, so for your next series... I think you should have it based around high school and their teenagers, and they're like, "Yes,
no."
It's like, yeah, of course, Mr. Saban just he looks back at like the other.
The next series
like,
starts.
He looks at like the other table of like writers and stuff, just going like, "No."
Just the next series starts with them graduating high school, like Turbo.
Thank you.
See, I had high school in it, like you wanted.
I parsed that completely wrong.
Oh.
Instead of, like, Power Rangers Turbo, I made that for a second. King Turbo went to high school.
Oh, and yes, Blaze in our chat mentions that the Switch was recently hacked and it's tied to the hardware. So unless Nintendo releases a hardware revision, the Switch is, like, forever like rooted. Oh,
Emily, there's an idea for in September for a Turbo picture. Just have him like getting ready to go to school.
That's perfect.
And then the next one is him turning into a Turbo Ranger. If you haven't already done that.
Ooh.
I did draw him as a Lupin Ranger.
And
do a Turbo Ranger.
X-Save one time.
Like do a Power Rangers Turbo Ranger and then an actual like Sentai Turbo Ranger because that's a different team.
Yep. That would be cool.
That was the Turbo Ranger was a Sentai team that aired when I was born.
Yeah. So the first wave of Power Rangers products produced by Hasbro will be available in spring of 2019. Interesting.
So, according to Cell, like, because being like the downer that he usually, the realist that he is, he was just like, this probably will make no difference, and he thinks it'll still be shit. And,
I mean, like, I have faith that Hasbro will be good.
I also have faith.
He can't do much worse.
Yeah. Disney wants no part of it. Like, it'll be like, when Disney takes over everything, like, you know, it's like that, that meme or whatever where it shows, like, the Infinity Gauntlet and it shows, like Google.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mouse Star Wars, and it's, like, Mickey Mouse's head on Thanos' yep. body. So, yeah, when they eventually take over, that's what like, well, so you want Power Rangers soup? Oh, God, no. We're destroying that.
Anthony,
you want Power Rangers soup?
Put in that picture of Mickey Mouse with the Infinity Gauntlet. Fun isn't something one considers when buying properties.
Huh? But this puts a smile on my face.
See, that only works if it's a terrible Mickey impression, so...
Are you saying mine was good?
I mean, I watched a clip where the voice of Goofy was reciting, like, The Godfather.
I know, that was amazing!
That ruined me.
I love that one YouTuber whose name escapes me who just sings anime themes in Goofy's voice, like fucking Attack on Titan. It's amazing.
All right.
Next. So now that Hasbro is in charge, there have been some tweets going around from at Aunt Maurizio asking Hasbro to drop us, now that Hasbro's in charge, a reunion of the 1993 and 94 MMPR cast, perhaps on Netflix. And David Yost, who played Billy, responded to that saying that he would be happy to develop and produce it and suggested that Amy Jo Johnson could direct it.
That's awesome. You know why? Because Savant's not involved, so David Yost can be like, is like, fuck yeah.
See, this is already a good sign for the franchise.
Cool.
It's like they've slain the Wicked Witch of the West.
Hasbro's era is going to start with Beast Morphers, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And that comes out...
Next year.
2019 spring?
Yeah.
Well, at least that's when Hasbro's first line of toys are going to come out. I don't know when exactly.
Oh, so that could technically not be when the show comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Who knows? It probably is next year, I think. But I don't know for sure.
Me.
The one who wasn't talking at the moment.
No, Ichi has this amazing ability to burp while he talks.
Ralph. Okay, so that is a thing that hopefully we will see.
Yeah, no, do it. That'd be awesome.
Next. Aniki cosplay helmets have apparently been seized by U.S. Customs.
Uh-oh.
That's interesting. Are they too heavy?
No, apparently it's because they thought they were counterfeit Power Ranger products.
Oh.
According to a letter that was seen, a copyright claim had led to the seizure and destruction of items valued at about $350 US.
Yeah, Aniki cosplay items are, like, really expensive. Because they put a lot of hard work into them. So that sucks. God, fuck you, US Customs.
And the interesting thing is Aniki cosplay has been gaining fame because they've been actually licensed by, you know, the official people who make the suits. Because... that Shattered Grid trailer that Jason David Frank was in recently?
Yeah, that was made by them.
The Lord Drakon suit was made by Aniki.
Yeah. So which means probably the people who make the suits are just going to be like, yeah, no, they're allowed to do that, so fuck you.
Following the news of Hasbro's acquisition of the Power Rangers license, it was revealed that Aniki is an official partner of the Power Rangers brand, so the copyright claim may be invalid under U.S. copyright and trademark law. There's been a lot of back and forth about that after this post went up, but that's apparently a thing that's happening in some capacity.
Huh. Okay.
Next. Amazon Japan is now offering international shipping of Bandai products.
Fuck.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Could this be the start of the end of middlemen services?
Ooh, what's this? Notice his package, you.
Notice his Amazon package.
I'm sorry, that was just, I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
That was, that just worked out.
So, this was mentioned in apparently a promotional email regarding the international shipping of Gundam's Gunpla series, that Amazon Japan is now offering direct shipping on things like Kamen Rider, Super Sentai, Ultraman, and other Bandai toy merchandise. This only applies to items shipped from and sold by Amazon themselves, so any listings that are from secondary sellers or sold by secondary sellers and fulfilled by Amazon will not be eligible for international shipping.
Oh, womp womp.
So, anyone who's buying things and using middleman services might want to check that out.
Yep.
Neat. Next, we have some filming details about the upcoming Kamen Rider Build Summer movie. By way of Toei announcing that they are currently looking for extras. Apparently the filming is going to take place from May 12th to 18th in Kita Kyushu on Kyushu Island. They are looking for over 3,000 extras in good health to participate. The first day of filming on the 12th or the 13th, if it's raining, will apparently feature a scene where the audience will listen to a politician's speech, and the crowd is also apparently going to witness a confrontation between riders. The next days of filming will feature scenes of people protesting against Kamen Rider.
Huh.
Said scene will apparently feature some running and walking, and those who are becoming extras in the film will get the chance to meet the cast, but they are not allowed to share their experiences on social media or forums.
That sucks.
So, applications for extras ends on May 6th, so if you're listening to this on YouTube, then you have today.
Ichi, let's go!
So, the Kamen Rider Build movie, as mentioned, is set for release in Japan August 4th.
Yeah.
Next, we have our first scan showing the actual suits of Lupin X and Patron X.
I gotta say, I really love both these designs, but just... Patron X is perfect for the Power Rangers because he has kind of like a detective's coat going on. That's cool. But just go ahead, Emily.
No, you were probably gonna say the same thing. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. I was just gonna say like Lupin X just doesn't feel right.
He doesn't look like a thief.
All I will say at this point is Patron X looks like a pirate captain. And Lupin X looks like they actually reused Gokai Silver's suit.
Yeah. That does kind of look like Gokai Silver's suit. But no, just like Lupin X doesn't have a cape and just, I don't know.
Right? The obscene lack of cape is upsetting.
Yeah, like, again, I love his design. It's fucking awesome. Honestly, if you color swap the two, it'd probably look a lot better. But no, I'm excited for this character because Like, we don't know who he is. We don't know what his deal is. Like, some people are saying that it's Goody. Like, Goody is
Patrick. Oh, man, I would love that.
I doubt it.
Because it kind of makes sense because, you know, he plays to both teams, so...
But then, how will he be this character the good striker at the same time?
Well, the good striker will just be a thing. Maybe, like, his
But he is the good striker.
Yes, and then his mind gets transferred somewhere else.
But then how will both Megazords coexist?
Eh.
That's definitely not it.
My theory still is that he's the master of the collection.
So
and he's grown impatient with Lupin. Lupin's and the Power Rangers being like taking too long getting the collection back and defeating the Ganglers. So he's like, okay, like to quote Thanos, "I'll do it myself."
And quote any villain. So apparently, the gold his Patron X form, the gold steam locomotive, is the motif for that gimmick item.
I mean, that's cool.
And for Lupin X, it's a silver bullet train.
Yep, because when you think of trains, you think of a steam, like a steam engine. But what's Japan most known for? Bullet trains.
And then so, if you take a look at their mouthpieces, you can see that they are wearing the opposite color on their mouthpiece in each suit.
Yep. And their gloves are, their gauntlets are opposite colors too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yep. Lupinex has gold ones and Patronex has silver ones. Right. Yeah, these designs are fucking sick. So I can't wait to find out.
I'm going to hold out judgment until I see it in action. So far, I'm not terribly impressed.
I have a feeling it'll look a lot better, like, actually in the show rather than these pictures.
That tends to be the case a lot of the time, but I find myself pretty well established once I see it the first time.
Just, like, I know he's going to be such a cool character because he'll have so much more going for him because, you know, he has two roles to play. He has to be on the Lupin side and the Power Ranger side.
I actually really, really hope that's the case because you just know that we're going to get that one episode where he makes plans with both teams and has to operate, go back and forth.
Yeah, he has to switch back and forth.
Like some asshole who's dating two women.
And
like Mrs. Doubtfire.
And I'm looking forward to his morph because like his transformation is going to be awesome. Especially with, I can't wait to see how that works because like his morpher is like this little tiny little pea shooter and then he just attaches the train.
Right, I don't like the morpher at all.
I don't mind it.
But we'll see.
But yeah, I haven't been this excited for like a sixth ranger since probably Star Ninja, honestly, back in the Ninja, so.
What about Shodanpo?
He's my favorite mentor ranger.
Yeah, he's not necessarily.
Yeah, Ho Soldier's technically. Oh,
no,
like
Ho Soldier's the sixth ranger. Yeah.
And I came to love him by the end, but he's not like one of my absolute favorites. So,
all right, next. Veteran tokusatsu voice actor Mamoru Miyano is voicing a character called Kikikomi Senshi Shuzider for an NHK Children's Day special.
Whoa, look at that. He's wearing a suit. Like an actual suit, like with a suit and tie.
So, yeah, that's like his suit, apparently.
Wow.
So Japan's National Public Broadcasting Organization, NHK, that is, they have announced that on Children's Day, which is May 5th, at 7:30 a.m. Japan time, they are broadcasting a special episode called Kikikomi Senshi Shuzider, which translates to Information Gathering Warrior Shuzider.
Huh.
On their information program, Ohio Nippon.
Interesting.
Which Good morning, Japan.
Yeah. So the voice actor playing him, Mamoru Miyano, is known for voicing Ultraman Zero.
Oh! He's a really cool voice.
But let's just take a look at this suit in this one shot. I really like this design. It almost looks like Team Flare crossed with the Mighty Morphin Red helmet.
Yeah. He's got like this weird, like, he's got like a camera on his head, too.
Right? Because he's information gathering.
Wow.
I can't quite tell what animal design the top of his helmet is.
I think it's supposed to be like a lizard.
It looks like a lizard or a boar or a bat. I can't figure it out.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Well, maybe it's a bat because, like, you know, hearing?
Maybe.
So he can hear the information that he's gathering?
So apparently, Shuzider, he banishes the forces of ignorance with his fact-finding and observation skills.
Oh, man. Okay.
I feel like this needs to be a topic.
Yeah, I was about to say, if this gets subbed, we need to watch
and
this.
And it gets better. Also featured in this special will be Ryusei Nakao, who was Umbrella from Dekaranger, a.k.a. Frieza.
Yeah, Frieza, Mayuri.
And he's voicing the villain, Wakaran, an evil monster that plagues people's minds with question and doubt.
Oh, that's a perfect... That's awesome.
And it's the most appropriate name ever, because Wakaran means I don't know.
Yeah, like Wakaranai.
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 I love that suit. I love the helmet. It looks right? Sort of like... I think it's sort of like a bat or something.
That's the thing.
And then we have Yoji Tanaka, who's apparently Fukugawa Sainosuke from Hana Moyu as Professor Knowledge, who is Shizider's inventor.
Professor Knowledge.
That's the best thing since Captain Marvelous.
And to top
Professor
our,
Knowledge!
And just to top off our star-studded
cast. Oh my god, Professor
cast,
Iris!
Yeah, I love that show.
That piano.
To top off our star-studded cast, the theme song is being sung by none other than motherfucking Ichiro Mizuki.
Oh, great.
This awesome. Just be a one-episode deal?
I think so.
I guess just, if it does well, we might get a sequel next year.
It's like a one-off for their Children's Day special.
Oh, then you know this will be subbed. Time or TV Nihon will sub this, and then we'll watch.
Hey, if any of you subbers are listening, make sure you get on this.
Yeah, we'd be very interested. And maybe they'll add more members.
I can't wait to find out what kind of wacky henshin he must have.
Well, I think he's a robot.
Oh, maybe.
Because, like, Shuzider, that sounds like Kakiter.
Yeah, but even they had transformations.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that's half the point of the genre.
That's true. Alright, cool.
Looking forward to that. Next, spotted on Twitter, thanks to @GULPERELS, our boy Dan was spotted with a very interesting tie. So, we're looking at this shot of Dan, and if we zoom up real close to his tie...
I thought that was photoshopped!
I don't think so. So his tie has several English words on it, like, get high, fuck now, suffer, get... suffer later, fuck now.
What the fuck?
And he speaks English fluently, as we've seen... So he definitely knows what words those are.
I just want to see him in, like, his Dan persona, just like, fuck no!
It's amazing.
Suffer later! Oh, God. Oh, this... God damn it.
That was last week's extra.
I know.
Next, we have prototypes on display of renewal figures of Kamen Rider Double, Heat Metal, and Luna Trigger.
Alright, so, Tamashii Nations, you now have the molds for the Metal side and the Luna side. You have no excuse. Give me my renewal Double Luna Metal figure art. I want it. That is in my top 10 favorite Rider designs. It is gorgeous. So you have no excuse. Look how, like, popping that gold and silver are. They're so nice. And the renewal Fang Joker came out recently, and that's fucking gorgeous. Like, look at that.
Yep.
Oh. Well, Double looks so good. You have a real appreciation for the suit, for Double's suit, when you actually see it in figure form.
All right. So, no info yet on price and date, just that there are prototypes on display at Tamashii Nations.
And then I know David will be happy, because now they have the molds for Heat and Trigger, so they can make Heat Trigger, his favorite form.
All right, next. We have images of the next series of Kamen Rider Soto stage figures. And the set 9 is apparently going to include Cross Magma, Build Tora UFO, Rose Copter, and another Paradox from the X-Aid trilogy.
Yeah, Perfect Blackout.
Yeah.
That's random.
That's interesting.
That's random. Yeah. Just, here's three build things and an X-Aid.
And an X-Aid thing, yeah.
All right.
I mean, why not? So, these are early release images. No info yet about actual release date or pricing, but they're happening.
Cool. These Soto figures are awesome.
Next, we have what I'm excited for, official images of the Evolve Driver!
Yeah, man. I'll admit, this driver is actually pretty fucking cool. I won't be getting it because Ishii is, so yep. I don't have to worry about
I'm
that.
I'm so glad I held out on the Build Driver.
Yeah, because we found out the voice for this fucking... We heard the voice for this thing, and me and Ishii never even thought that, oh, what if Bloodstark voiced it?
I mean, it's
fucking Bloodstark. And, like, it laughs, and it goes, chow, and, oh my, it's just, it's cool. It plays Ode to fucking Joy as it's, like...
Yeah, why is its thing Ode to Joy?
Because Ode to Joy was playing at the start of episode 29.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about
that. Oh my god, I forgot about that
somehow. We'll talk more about that when we get to the episode discussion.
Yeah.
But now we're looking at official images of the Evol Driver, and now we have images of the Cobra and Rider System Evol bottles. I am so excited for these.
Yeah, I like that they're kind of like pistons. So like,
yeah.
When you rotate the lever,
The Rider System one in particular, it's to mimic the pistons that are inside of the belt. Because remember when Build Henshin for the first time and you see the pistons inside the belt? That's what that's based on.
Oh, because, yeah, the Rider System.
Right?
That makes sense.
It didn't make sense until I thought about it. That bottle is the essence of a Rider belt. If they can make essence of anything else, why couldn't they put Rider System
Holy
into a belt
shit.
Bottle?
Shit!
It's so fucking meta.
Well, they made essence of Santa, so...
Right?
Now I can't wait to watch, like, a review of the Evil Driver, because I want to see how these bottles work in the regular belt driver.
I feel like Rabbit and Dragon and Cobra will just be the same as their original bottles.
Yeah, but Rider System, I'm very interested in.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm curious about is how random bottles work in the Evol Driver. From this one image here that we're looking at now, if you pair any random bottle with the Rider System bottle, it does like a finisher attack that uses the word creation in its like callouts. But what's interesting is, in this one shot, he's used the Gatling bottle, but instead of saying Gatling, it says Kikanho, which is the Japanese word for Gatling.
Well, so that's interesting.
It pulls a Drive Mach thing where it swaps the language.
Or, like, it pulls, like, a White Wizard driver where
it was
like... Yeah,
I was going to say it's sort of like the White Wizard driver where it uses different words for the same thing.
So now I'm curious what it's going to do with bottles that are already Japanese, like Harinezumi or Kaizoku.
Oh, like, we'll say, like, Hedgehog!
Pirate!
Like, in Bloodstark's voice, you just have, like, him saying, like, all these... Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. Like, not even just for that, but just to hear Stark's voice say all these bottle names.
Oh, God! So, like... I wonder if I'll put in my friendship bottle and it'll just be Bloodstark saying friendship.
Oh my god, yeah, probably.
That'd be awesome. Oh man.
So, the Evol Driver comes with the Cobra and Rider System bottles, but not the Rabbit Dragon. That is a separate sound.
I wonder if they'll just make like a set that you can get where just like the belt and then the four bottles.
Well, they're releasing Rabbit Dragon as a separate set, so I don't know. But what I'm excited the most about is it's coming out this month, May 12th, which means I'm going to have it by Anime North.
There you go. Well, that was like me last year when I got the Bungle Driver's Y.
And then moving along, we have our images of the Rabbit and Dragon Evol bottles.
The rabbit doesn't look like a rabbit.
No, like the top part is a rabbit and this part here is a spring.
Actually, you know what it kind of looks like?
Anthony, flip the image.
If you flip the image, it kind of looks a bit like Final Form Cooler.
I don't know.
No, because it has like the mouthpiece there.
A little
like,
bit.
Kind of the coolers.
But the top part is definitely a rabbit and that's a spring he's bouncing on. Whereas the dragon is just a dragon with a long neck that he just clacks up and down. These look great.
Oh, and I love Evil's, like, symbol on the top on the caps.
Yeah, the build driver emblem, but with a planet instead of the gear.
It's a planet.
A planet with a gear around it. I like it.
Yeah, no, these balls are really nice, so.
Balls are really nice.
So this bottle set will also be releasing on May 12th for 1,000 yen before markup and such.
Ooh.
Oh, man, you know what else is going to be real interesting to try with this belt?
Huh?
The Hazard Trigger.
Oh, yeah, because he's getting his own thing. Yeah.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
This is going to require so much experimentation.
Yeah.
Shakes bottles furiously.
Well, at least you found your favorite writer for the series, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy that you've just been, like, rooting for the whole show and
right?
being like, I hope he becomes a writer someday. And, oh, boy, does he become the most powerful one.
Yep.
So, woot.
All right, next. We have our images for Bat and Engine full bottles, the purified versions that will be used in the Evol Driver.
Which we already kind of know the sounds for, because if you put it in the build driver, you put the Bat... Nebula bottle, and then...
That's when you put it in the build driver.
No, that's true.
In the Evol driver, it has different sounds, apparently.
Mm-hmm. You can't put them in the build driver, though.
So, that set will also be releasing on May 12th for 900 yen, so slightly less than the Evol bottles.
Hmm. Cool.
Next, we have images for the Trigger Machines Crane and Drill.
Yeah, so I heard you guys were talking about this last week. So if we go down to the images, the fifth image. There you go. See? Gar was right. You play it on
top
there.
Yeah, it sits in the little cradle.
Yeah, Drill sits on the little cradle.
Well, what I meant was this image is showing the drill attached to the edge of the crane. But yeah, it looks like you can probably fit the drill in the little flatbed on crane.
So I have... I think this set's adorable, and I think it's really cool, so I'll probably getting this, like are getting Blade and Scissors.
I was going to say, I like how this is the Pado's version of Blade and Scissors.
Yeah, and like it reminds me of Rumble Dump and Hooking Wrecker. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. God, you know what? Go back. That looks so like just like it's jutting out, but I love that. And then, like, I feel like you can, like, yeah, you can extend the crane and just, like, use it as, like, a little weapon.
We're looking at the image of when Crane is in the VS Changer.
And then when you put Drill in the VS Changer, it looks so cute. It's just a little tiny car.
It's like the VS Changer has a chin.
Yeah. It's like he took Digmon and just, like, made him a car.
The Drill of Power.
And then the last image is Patakaiser with...
Patakaiser Strong. And he's got the drill as a weapon in the other hand.
Oh, that's so cool.
I feel like the gun barrel should be folded up, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that's a thing you can do.
Oh, it definitely is.
That's really neat. No, I'm excited to get this set.
So, these are selling as a pair, of course, on May 19th for 1,800 yen before shipping and markup and whatever.
So I'll probably get it in June.
Yeah.
Cool.
And our last news story for today... Apparently, Hideo Ishiguro is leaving his talent agency.
Yeah, so the guy who plays Guy Kuranai, Ultraman Orb, in Ultraman Orb, and he was also Kai in Deno as the main villain.
And that one creepy fuck in Death Game Park.
He left his agency, so he reports that the withdrawal is effective immediately, saying, I thought about what I wanted to do and the action I should take, and also consulted with the agency and came to an understanding, allowing me to leave under amicable terms.
Amicable.
Oh. Ishiguro further stated that he has yet to decide his plans in regards to his next agency and thanked the president of Production Oguri for their 14 years of care. He will continue to act as an entertainer and use the same social media accounts he has up till now posted through.
So wait, he left his current agency even though he has no idea what he's doing next?
Eh.
Does he actually think he's a protagonist in real life?
Yes. He is Ultraman Orb.
I was like, I'm reading this, and I'm like, this sounds like someone who, like, has a destiny to fulfill.
No, but, like, you know, after, like, a long period of time, like, you get tired of the same thing over and over again, so you kind of want, like, a little change in your life. So, that was, like, me when I worked at McDonald's for 6 straight years. After, I was just like, I kind of want something new, and then that's why I started working for Monera.
All right, well, congrats to him for taking his next step forward in his career, I guess.
Good job, sir. Emily, we can hear you typing.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Well,
sorry about that.
And that's about it for Extra this week. A lot of interesting news.
Yeah. So, I'm back, bitches.
That is also news.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and we will hear you on the podcast proper.
Yep.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.